ho. Small business owner, entrepreneur, want to learn how online marketing can improve your business?
Your questions, our advice.
This is Not a Real Job.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Not a Real Job, a podcast about digital marketing and social media and entrepreneurship and productivity and all sorts of other stuff like that. This is our Christmas-themed episode, and I am Santa Chris. Forget I said that. I make websites and apps and bring toys to the children of the world based out of New York City.
It's like my middle name is Christopher. Can I work in? So I'm not going to do that, though. I am Joel Kelly, and I do social media strategy and execution and stuff like that for travel and tourism brands out of Nova Scotia, Canada. Very wintry, very Christmas themed Nova Scotia, Canada.
Absolutely. You're much closer to the North Pole than I am.
So absolutely. Yeah. Santa lives in Canada. He is absolutely Canadian. And as we learned from Fox News, he is 100% white.
Well, I mean, that explains why he's so nice, being that he's Canadian.
Exactly.
Stereotypes, everyone. Yay.
Yay. That's what we got. We got Rob Ford, and that's it. That's all you need to know about Canada.
Awesome.
We're either super nice or full on crackheads.
One or
not
the other.
Not to say the crackheads can't be super nice.
Sure.
I don't want to be, as a Merlin man would say, I don't want to be normative.
Fair enough. All right. So getting on to this week's topic, this week we are going to do something a little different and talk about, well, it's not that different. It's all sort of connected, as I hope you're all realizing now. But we're going to talk about writing.
Yeah, I thought this might be fun. I can't make the announcement on this week's show, but hopefully on the next one I can talk about it a bit more. But I've got a pretty exciting writing project coming up, so I've definitely got that on my mind. And I mean, like, marketing and everything we do is writing. I mean, at the core, if you're, Bernbach said, you know, obviously one of the founders of DDB, because it's got his name in it. I think it was him. He said, like, he sent out back in the 50s or 60s, he sent out, maybe it was later than this, a memo to his whole company. And he basically said, you know, if you can write well, you can think well. Like, being a good writer is kind of core to being a good marketer. And also, I think it's just useful in day to day life to be, you know, a strong writer. You can communicate. If you can communicate an idea well, it's more valuable than having really good ideas, frankly. I think a bad idea or a non-great idea communicated well is usually better than, you know, a great idea that no one understands.
Yeah, and I think writing, it so clearly runs through everything that you do as a marketing person or a digital strategist or whatever the case is, because, you know, whether it's a 500 or 600 word blog post, or whether you are putting together copy for a brochure or a web page, even down to trying to figure out which 140 characters you're going to use in a tweet and what words you're going to throw in there. It's all interconnected and it's all based on the same fundamentals.
Exactly. And I think we talked about this before, maybe in a previous episode, but, you know, when I'm hiring people for my team, so I lead the social media division of the agency I work at. And when I'm hiring people to work as, you know, basically the people who, community managers, content strategists, the people who run social media accounts for, you know, some of our clients, really all I end up asking for, the thing I care the most about when I'm looking for a candidate, is writing samples. I mean, the if they have previous experience in marketing and social media, that's a bonus, but it's not really the core thing. It's just, I want to see, can you write? The rest is super teachable. I mean, marketing, you know, it is difficult, and it's difficult to do well, but writing is much more important and much more difficult to do well. And that's where I think you should focus your time. If you don't feel like you're as strong, everyone obviously can become a better writer, but if you think that that's a weakness for you right now, it's the thing to spend the most time, I think, fixing.
Yeah, absolutely. Because at the end of the day, I mean, really, you know, just like I said, like blog posts and websites and tweets, everything that we do, that you should do as a digital marketer, a digital entrepreneur, whatever the case is. And even if you're not really a digital entrepreneur, everything that we do comes down to writing. So email communications or putting together, I mean, just everything comes down to writing. So it's so essential to be able to communicate well and communicate your ideas through writing.
Well, yeah. And I mean, like, if you're trying to sell a product, you don't even have to be like working in marketing. You can just be a business owner. You can be an entrepreneur. At some point, you're going to need to explain to someone the purpose of your business. And you need to be able to write that down. And it needs to be short. It needs to be understandable. And it needs to be, you know, clear to the person why your business matters. And that takes writing. That's not something you can, most people can't just wing that. If asked why their business is important, they need that skill, and they need to have spent the time, you know, getting their writing good. The world's worst sentence. Get your writing good.
Man, that really sums it. That's the new subtitle of this show. Not a real
get
job.
Your writing
get
good.
Your writing good.
Wow. We got to start this episode over.
That's it. Throw it all out.
Yeah. Let's talk about like resources. So how can you become a better writer, Chris? What do you suggest?
So it's ridiculously obvious. And I almost don't want to say it because of that, but I'm going to anyway, because it's the best tip that I have. Just read more.
Mm.
And read good stuff.
Yeah.
So like every day, I think, you know, we all go out and we have our feed readers or we're going through email or whatever. That doesn't count. Go out to a bookstore, a real bookstore, and buy a real book or Kindle. I'm not judging.
Yeah. So I was going to say, do you guys still have bookstores down in the States? I think we don't. We got rid of ours. I don't think those exist anymore.
Well, I'm in New York, so we have a little bit of everything here.
Oh, right. Fancy.
But yeah, read something. And it doesn't have to be, you don't have to go out and read a digital marketing, you know, for dummies book or whatever it is. You can read fiction books. Like, that's great. And in fact, some cases, I actually think it's better and you get more out of fiction books than you do nonfiction books in terms of developing a writing style. Figure out what writers you like. Try to read all of their stuff and don't be afraid to emulate their stuff to a degree. I mean, obviously don't copy what they're doing exactly, but find writers that you respect and devour their work and let it inform you.
Yeah, and be super kind of analytical about why you liked something. And I think in the same way, you know, how often do you go to a website for a product or a business and you read, you know, the homepage text and you're still thinking, what do these people do? You know, what I don't understand what the product is. I don't understand what this business does. That happens all the time. And it can be very easy to then just dismiss that and go to a different website. But think about it. What the person who wrote that copy for the website thought they were being clear. Obviously, they wouldn't have written something intentionally vague or intentionally, you know, not specific. So, you know, think about it. What did the person intend to do and how could they have done it better? And in the same way, if you read really great copy on a website that, you know, and that doesn't have to be, wow, this reads amazingly well and it sounds so fancy and it makes me feel good. No, great copy on a website is that you read a paragraph and know what the business does and why it's interesting to you. And then again, spend the same amount of time reading it and thinking, you know, how did they accomplish this? What did they prioritize? What information isn't in here that they probably deemed was not relevant to what they were trying to communicate? You know, spend a lot of time thinking about what makes writing good and what makes writing bad.
Yeah, and you absolutely don't have to have an English degree or whatever the case is to be that analytical. And you certainly don't have to get into the specifics of language and understanding the semantics and why a certain thing works like it does from a high level, but you can really, you know, take some time to just sort of think about it. Say, what reached out to me? This sentence was particularly emotional and I could sense it was trying to grab this or whatever the case is. You don't have to dive deep down and make it into a scientific process. You just have to be thinking about it and constantly thinking about it.
Yeah, exactly. It's not something you have to, you know, stress out about. You don't have to take notes every time you go to a website, but it definitely is worth, you know, with a basic understanding of how punctuation works, that will get you, you know, as far as you need to get on the English degree side. The rest of it is just spending a lot of time reading and spending even more time writing, You know, you do have to write every day. Everyone says that, but it's true. You know, if you want to become a better writer, you can't let a day go by without writing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't necessarily think that email counts.
It can absolutely count. Does not. Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you spend a long time writing an email to, say, a prospective client, and you absolutely focus on how you're writing it, sure, but basic back and forth communication with, like, colleagues or, you know, contractors doesn't
get. Yeah, definitely. And I would say, don't be afraid to put your stuff out there either.
Mm.
So maybe at the beginning, you're just writing for yourself, or writing for your employees or coworkers, whatever the case is. Start publishing as soon as you can, and start asking for feedback as soon as you can, because that's another incredible way to become a better writer, is to have people who are better writers tell you what's wrong with your work.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a big believer. I wasn't for a long time, but in the idea of a personal blog or a business blog, mainly I was sort of opposed to the idea because for a while it was sort of overdone and everybody had a blog, and blogging had just become this huge thing, this nine-headed monster or something. But I've sort of come around lately, and I've spent a lot of time on my personal blog and making sure that I'm getting at least a post that I've thought pretty hard about, posted once a week. And I just think it's so essential, because especially with a website, if you're putting your writing on a website, you can get sort of real-time feedback and see what articles resonate with your audience, what doesn't, based on your analytics or your stats and all that kind of stuff. It's sort of, I don't want to be as big as to say that it's eye opening, but it definitely gives you a better clue about what of your writing succeeds and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And I think kind of on the less analytical side, I mean, I'd recommend reading what it's kind of fashionable to kind of be down on writing advice, but I think spending some time reading the advice of other writers, like, there's a Kindle book. I'm sure it exists in real form, but I read the Kindle version of someone collected everything that Hemingway ever wrote on writing. He was famously opposed to giving writing advice, but, you know, through the years he had kind of accidentally given a lot of tips specifically about writing. So I recommend checking that out. Go to Copyblogger, which is a pretty good blog about, obviously writing copy and inbound marketing. They've got lots of tips that can help you become a better writer. It's not shameful to Google, writing tips and just kind of perusing what people have to say and, absorbing as much as you can. And if some of it sounds stupid, then ignore it. Kurt Vonnegut had great, his 8 tips for writing a story. Like, read that. That applies, as you were saying. It's not just, the advice you get and what you can learn from fiction is just as valuable as any textbook on, writing for marketing or business.
Definitely. One of my favorite sort of writing creativity books is Bird by Bird.
Oh, man, I just started reading that today. That's amazing.
It's so good. It's, yeah. I went in sort of because I do have a little bit of a bias against these sort of you can be a writer too
totally.
Sort of books, yeah. Because most of them suck, to be honest. There are definitely clear, good ones. Advice from Hemingway is going to be great. Advice from Vonnegut's going to be great. But sometimes they sort of tend to move in the self-help direction.
Mm.
And I turn off very quickly at that kind of thing. But Bird by Bird is incredible. It's sort of pitched as a self-helpy book about writing. And there are definitely some things that, it gets a little religious at parts and things like that. But overall, man, what a read. What an incredible read. It's definitely one that I'm going to revisit often over the coming years.
Yeah, so far it's pretty good. And I'm definitely on your side. Like, a lot of, you can be a better writer stuff usually comes from people who aren't famous writers. Like,
yeah,
it's often very much like someone wrote a book teaching people to write as kind of a way to get famous as a writer. Like, I don't know if that makes sense, but
Yeah.
If you position yourself as an expert, it's, you know, it's what Mark Twain said. If, you know, give a man a reputation as an early riser and he can sleep till noon.
Yeah.
If you give yourself a reputation as a writer, then you just get to become one without actually publishing anything noteworthy.
Definitely. Not to get like,
which is an unrelated tangent.
No, it's all related. Yeah, I mean, not to get too deep divey, but like there is one, a very famous writing book that I'm not going to name. It's sort of based as a writer, but it sort of applies to other creative industries. And I had to read that in school and have heard a lot about this book and this author since, about how great it is. And I just can't stand it. So just take anything I say with a word of caution there.
It's not Strunk and White, is it?
Not. No, no, no.
Oh, OK. Because I was just going to recommend also. You probably had to read it in high school and you may have hated it, but I don't care. You should have a copy of Strunk and White, Elements of Style, and you should read it every year. And I don't care if you disagree. It is absolutely invaluable.
I am 100% in agreement with that.
Good. Excellent.
Cool. So we're getting close to the 16-minute mark, which is, I think, as good a place as any to wrap up this week. Any final tips? Do you have... Like, what's the one website, I guess, that people should go to if they want to be a better writer, in your opinion?
That's interesting. Honestly, let's see here. 37 Signals, their blog. Read how they write, and it's not advice, but read the Signal versus Noise blog. Read everything that Jason Fried and David Hanemeyer Hansen have written. You know, they are business people. They are entrepreneurs and they write a lot about the work they do, and Jason Fried's advice on copywriting and how crucial it is to running a business is awesome. So check that out. What about you?
I'm actually going to recommend a site called Draft, and I talked a little bit about it on my other show, The Wrap Up, a couple weeks ago. So go check that episode out. But it's a really great service. It's sort of like Google Docs, except that it's built exclusively for writers, and it's got a lot of really cool features. Like they've got a Hemingway mode, so you can type new words in, but you can't go back and delete them. So it sort of forces you to keep putting things out and then go back and edit later. You can pay. There's like a $5 or $10. I'm not sure how much it is exactly, but it's sort of in that range. You can have a professional editor come in, and it automates the process, and they'll give you feedback on your articles, and you can share them and collaborate, and it's all super easy. It starts for free, and then there's a paid plan, and I highly recommend that. It's a great way to store all your writing safely and get feedback on it.
That sounds awesome. I'm going to check that out.
Cool. Well, all right. This has been another Not a Real Job. Any housekeeping notes?
Let's see. I mean, obviously, check us out on the internet, at which I guess you probably already have, notarealjob.com, at Nargecast on Twitter. Send us your questions. We're always looking for questions at questions@notarealjob.com. What else do we have? Is that it?
I think so. Tell your friends. We want your friends to be our friends, too.
If they're cool.
If they're cool. Yeah, we are very discerning.
A lot of people have dumb friends. You ever notice how many people have friends they don't like?
Well, I think this is like a total tangent, but the word friends has gotten corrupted, and I blame Facebook.
I think Facebook has definitely intensified it, but I don't want to say the internet, but I mean, as our communities grow in general, we don't have a non-offensive word for someone that you know, but don't yet consider a friend. Cause acquaintance is like, it's so just rude cold to call someone an acquaintance. Exactly. Like, what do we have for, there should be a softer word for someone you've just met, and we can start using that for people who aren't exactly our friends either.
Send us your suggestions.
Yeah. Let's just call them buds.
Buds. I like that.
Buds with a Z.
All right. All you buds out there. Do you say Z in Canada?
Yeah, we say Z in Canada.
Okay. That's another thing. Rob Ford, Z, and proximity to the North Pole.
Yeah, and we put U's in everything.
That's weird.
But I have my keyboard or my Mac set up to be the American style.
Good.
I like to fit in.
Good.
All right.
All right, everybody. Episode Thanks for joining us.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.